Deadly Obsession, written by Karen M. Davis and read by Kate Hosking. Melissa McDermott was ridiculously drunk. Tottering on dangerously high heels, she swayed, trying to steady herself but failed. Stumbling, arms flailing, clutching at air, she fell through the doorway and onto the street outside. Icy early morning air slapped her in the face at the same instant her knees hit the pavement. The impact sent pain shooting through her body. Melissa cried out. No one heard her. The world spun in circles as, hunched over on her hands and knees, she waited for the nausea to pass. How did she get this drunk, she wondered, wishing she was at home, curled up nice and warm in her bed. Glancing around, she saw through a blur that the streets were dark, devoid of all activity. There were no cars, no people. How was she going to get home? Not knowing what else to do, Melissa slowly pushed herself up off the pavement. After a few attempts, she finally got unsteadily to her feet. Clinging to the nearest wall for support, she waited to regain a semblance of balance before starting off in the direction of her flat. She made a ghostly figure, silhouetted in the glow of the moonlight, staggering between the shadows of buildings that lined the road. Everything was still. It was cold and eerily quiet, but Melissa hardly noticed her surroundings. Her concentration was completely focused on staying upright. She had only been walking a short time when, out of nowhere, a car horn splintered the silence of the night. Startled, Melissa flinched and lurched sideways. Grabbing a telegraph pole for balance, she turned in slow motion towards the noise. A small car had pulled up alongside the curb. Through a haze, she saw the window slide down. A hand shot out and waved. Someone called her name from another dimension. Unable to focus or move, Melissa squinted at the car. "Get in, you must be freezing. I'll give you a lift home." The familiar voice spoke kindly. Melissa didn't think to wonder why someone would be driving around the deserted streets of Sydney's eastern suburbs in the early hours of a Thursday morning. She was only grateful for a lift home. Suddenly her stomach rolled and lurched dangerously. Hugging the pole for support, Melissa gagged, tilted sideways and emptied the contents of her stomach into the gutter beside her. If she had been sober, she would have been mortified at the display. But she was far too drunk to be concerned about her dignity. "Better out than in," the voice in the car said. Melissa was vaguely aware of the car door opening and the driver climbing out to stand beside her on the footpath. Once the heaving had ceased, Melissa felt herself being prized from the telegraph pole and gently guided towards the car. The door opened and she collapsed gratefully into the passenger seat.
"Thanks,"
she slurred, closing one eye so she could get a better look at her saviour.
"Oh, it's you."
Relieved, she let out a long sigh. Her head felt too heavy for her neck and she let it loll back against the headrest. She closed her eyes, feeling safe.
"I really appreciate, sorry, so drunk."
"Not a problem," Melissa heard the driver reply just before she felt a sharp jab on the side of her neck. Then everything went black.